Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. So let's talk about the dismissive avoidance ideal partner in a relationship. And we're going to talk about this through the lens of the needs. Now, if you're not familiar with what a dismissive avoidant attachment style is, dismissive avoidants are essentially the partner in relationships who tend to be emotionally unavailable. And part of this comes from the fact that usually there wasn't a lot of emotional availability in the household growing up. And whether there was like this overt neglect, or if it was just sort of subtle neglect, specifically of the emotions and having features in the conditioning of a child where it's like the child is taught that, you know, if they're expressing emotions too much, they're too sensitive, they're weak, they're shameful, something's wrong with them if they're emotional. You know, if they get a lot of that programming and conditioning, then they're more likely in their adult lives to be somebody who is avoidant, who doesn't want to emotionally bond with other people because they've been taught that it's unsafe, that it's shameful, that it's not okay to express your emotions and share them with others. So we'll usually see that manifest as somebody in their adult lives kind of like pushing people away, wanting to keep people at arm's length. So if you think that you might be this way, I want to talk to you about like who the ideal person is to date. But there's also a really important part of this where it's important to do your own healing, do your own inner work if you do have a dismissive avoidant attachment style. You can think of your needs as the components of a relationship that allows the relationship to sustain itself. So just like the body has specific needs it has to get met to ensure survival, so does a relationship. If specific needs are not being met between two partners in a relationship, then it's like taking the lifeblood out of a relationship. It really causes the relationship to die off. So when we talk about the needs that a dismissive avoidant has, the biggest needs first and foremost are DAs tend to really value their autonomy, their independence, and their freedom. By the way, all of these things are developed through integrated attachment theory, which is a body of work I published back in 2019 that actually overlaps each attachment style with their individual core wounds, their needs, and a whole bunch of their other patterns that include boundaries, emotional patterns, communication patterns, and so on. So when we look here, we'll see dismissive avoidance. They tend to really value their autonomy, their independence, their freedom, because that's how they learn to soothe growing up. So if they learn to self-soothe through literally taking time and space away from other people who were shaming them for having emotions, who were giving them a hard time, who were criticizing them, who were rejecting their emotions, then they learned, okay, if I take time and space to myself, I can kind of just do my own thing and soothe and feel free and have some relief from that feeling of discomfort when I'm feeling my emotions in the presence of others. And I know it doesn't lead to good outcomes. Another really important thing is dismissive avoidants want to feel appreciated and acknowledged. It's actually quite difficult for dismissive avoidants to really be in a relationship longer term because they tend to want to invest in somebody, but it's like the antithesis of their personality. Like everything in them has been taught to shut down, to hide, to not let themselves really be seen, to fear, you know, this deep, vulnerable emotional connection because they were taught that that part of themselves is bad or unacceptable. And so them showing up and trying to be vulnerable and trying to have discussions and make commitments is really tough on them. And small appreciations or acknowledgement for things goes a really long way. Again, this is not me saying like, you know, don't take accountability as a DA for having this style and do that work. Of course, that's a huge part of healing and relationship success. But, you know, these are the things that DAs tend to look for in the ideal partner. They're looking for somebody who will meet these needs. They tend to also really want to feel understood, accepted, and supported. Acceptance and support are huge for dismissive avoidance because growing up, they usually felt a massive lack of these things. They felt like what they were or who they were was not acceptable, especially that emotional or vulnerable part. And they tended to feel really unsupported. Like when they would need something or they had strong emotions and needed to rely on someone or receive care, it felt like there was usually just, you know, a form of that met with neglect. And so receiving support is this like really deep need that dismissive avoidants tend to have, as well as acceptance. Then in relationships, they tend to look for somebody who values harmony and peace, and they really like having their time to decompress. So we'll see dismissive avoidants really look for harmonious relationships. In fact, relationships that are really roller coastery or volatile can cause a dismissal avoidant to feel really shut off and can cause them to have a hard time investing in the relationship because they feel this sense of like, ouch, this relationship hurts. It's hard on me. It's difficult to open up. So we'll see these really important components. By the way, as I'm talking about this, if you hear some of these things within yourself, or you know these things are something that your partner or a loved one struggles with and you want to better understand them, we have a whole dismissive avoidant attachment style reprogramming course, and we guarantee a breakthrough at the end of every single course. Like in whatever the topic is, we guarantee like a major, major breakthrough, or we have a full money back guarantee at any time because of the fact that, you know, this content really works and it really targets the subconscious mind to gain these big insights. And when you talk about some of these different dynamics, when it comes to harmony, peace, and time to decompress, they're really looking for, you know, somebody in a relationship who, you know, wants to keep things simple, you know, wants to, you know, not have big conflicts. Like those are really important things. And then last but not least, dismissive avoidants really care about a sense of certainty and stability and safety. They can be quite adverse to change because they're usually chronically a little bit out of feeling balanced and regulated. And so they kind of chronically feel this low level stress or anxiety. So anything that causes more stress or more instability or uncertainty can be very disruptive for a dismissive avoidant. So these are the things that they're looking for in terms of their needs, in terms of their, you know, partners and who will meet certain needs. And these tend to go a very, very long way for this style. If you're new to this channel, I put out daily content on YouTube that really touches on a whole bunch of stuff at a high level. I know it feels kind of deep when we dig into it, but if you want like really deep transformation, again, like the courses have a lot more sort of juice in them and can really dig into things and get you like deep, deep insights and really, you know, create these shifts in a fast period of time because of the level of depth in the insight. So anyways, you can check those out for free if you've been thinking about joining and checking things out. And thank you for stopping by and for watching. So I have some really exciting news, and it's that integrated attachment theory training is back. In other words, you can be trained to become a relationship coach certified in integrated attachment theory in literally 60 days. So who's this for? Well, of course, this is for any individual who wants to make an impact and really be of service to others while also obtaining freedom and flexibility and abundance in their lives. And this is also for anybody who's already a counselor, a therapist, a coach, and just really wants to expand their toolkit. We've had so many people enter into the Integrated Attachment Theory program because they're just looking to obtain a certain degree of mastery in terms of understanding their own attachment patterns and also the attachment patterns of maybe their children or partner or other loved ones in their lives so they can really support those people and understand them more deeply. Now, please keep in mind that the last two times we ran this program, we filled up very fast. In fact, we oversold the programs and sold up completely. So if you're interested, click the link below to learn more and dive in with me. And I'd love to see you on the other side before seats run out.